I think everybody wants Hamas destroyed, but I think the position Netanyahu seems to be taking, and I'm wondering how you feel about him these days, is that destroy Hamas at all costs. Mm. You know, they say many of the victims now are women and children, clearly very, very innocent. I know what you're saying, no life is better than the other. We understand that. But
do you?
At what point do you say we have to come up with another strategy that at least keeps the innocent, the women and the children, safe?
About hostages.
Well, it very is important to minimize the kind of collateral damage and protecting civilization lives as well. And I would hope that Hamas decides to not starting to hide behind civilians and creating those circumstances that makes it even more difficult as well.
But that seems to be their strategy too, Senator, to hide behind.
What?
Yeah, that is their strategy. And now even in hospitals or in the tunnels and everything. And we also can't forget about the hostages as well, too. They've been now in custody now since October 7th. So it's an awful situation. And you don't have to agree. You don't have to agree with every leader's views. But, you know, we have an opportunity to stand with Israel in this situation. And that's what I've decided to do.
That's right. He lives with us now.
This is mostly a protest. The fires have been started.
I want you to get up right now.
The journalism industry is overrun with elite, underqualified, rich, entitled nepo babies.
How are you, baby? How old are you?
I don't know. I don't know.
People should not be walking around with masks.
Russian disinformation.
Russian disinformation.
You're stewards.
It can never be overstated that the only Democrat with a conscience in this country as it pertains to what's happening with Israel and Hamas is the stroke victim. And I know I clown on it a lot, but listen to him there. He sounds like a completely different person than when he was under the influence and control of the camera-thirsty devil woman, as somebody put it on Twitter X. That's, of course, good guy Senator John Fetterman on CBS Mornings. And there's Gayle King. And this kind of takes me back to, again, The View. This is a woman with almost no understanding, apparently, of what's going on over there. She's making no specific statements. She's making generalizations. When Fetterman there says, you know, Hamas hides in hospitals and schools. We know this. And she says, well, Israel's also hiding behind. What? What is she talking about? And as she's sitting there trying to shame him on Netanyahu, and his answer there is correct. You don't have to agree with every single policy of Benjamin Netanyahu. But you do have to agree that until the hostages are either returned or avenged, this is going to go on. And we are going to wipe Hamas out to the point to where they will never, ever again be able to paraglide into Israel and massacre innocent concertgoers while also walking into family neighborhoods and torturing, raping, shooting, kidnapping, and setting on fire over 1,400 innocent people, including men, women, children, and the elderly. They think that they have their moral equivalency, and I said that this is how this was going to go. Back to October 7th, on some of the worst fucking sleepless nights that I've ever had, where I really wish I wasn't doing this. I had a few nights there where I just wanted to crawl into my closet and bury myself under old hockey equipment and not come out for a few months. I said that this is exactly how this was going to go, that they would not issue a condemnation of Hamas. They would wait until Israel struck back and retaliated. And then now Hamas is the victim and the Palestinians are the victims. This has been the playbook from everybody, from Rashida Tlaib to Mark's Bay, to the supporters of this, to the students on campus harassing Jews, to the people tearing down hostage posters. Because in order for there to be Israel as the aggressor, you have to create the moral equivalency. And you do that a few ways. You ignore what happened on October 7th. You don't condemn it. You don't even acknowledge hostages. Marks Bay. She wants to be out there tearing down hostage posters so bad. You then sow doubt that the sexual assaults happened. Yep, that's the party of Christine Blasey for doing that. You sow doubt about sexual assaults. You sow doubts that even hostages were taken. Who's to know? We don't know. IDF could be holding those people in a warehouse. And then you wait for Israel to fuck up somehow. Kill an innocent person, shoot someone, whatever. And then now you go for the jugular. And that is exactly what is happening with Joe Biden. I've always said that Biden is someone who is a cretin of his donors. He is a Washington swamp creature, to borrow a descriptor. He will jump as high as the people that are lining his coffers tell him to. And it is that simple. Today, Biden had a phone call with Benjamin Netanyahu and told him, according to the readout, and everybody in the media is running with this, an immediate ceasefire. Period. Not American hostages are still being held, because this president has a record of leaving those people behind anyway. Nope. Why? Because one of his donors is demanding it. Biden's going to learn a very, very, very hard lesson. That capitulating to the lunatic fringe of his base, and you can say whatever you want about Trump and his boomer meme cons, Trump isn't beholden to those people. He'll use them for what he needs them for, and then he'll just throw them away. That's who Donald Trump is. Joe Biden is beholden to the lunatic fringe of his base. Biden was pretty much in full support of Israel until he started to see polling from his left that basically said, if you continue to support Israel, we're going to maybe stay home this election in places like Dearborn, Michigan. That's where this all turned, by the way. When Rashida Tlaib tried to organize a protest vote a few months ago, that's when Biden sent a delegation to Dearborn, Michigan to meet with community leaders in the Muslim community, in the Arab community there. And they all basically told them, go fuck yourselves as long as you're going to support these Jews in Israel. And then they came back and they said, yeah. So Biden's language turned, and the administration's behavior sort of turned, and they tried to straddle this fence where over here they're reassuring that, oh, no, we're going to keep Israel in check, and while John Kirby is out here going, oh, no, we still fully support Israel. So Biden sees his internal polling numbers tanking in places like Michigan, and they think, fuck, this is the left chanting Genocide Joe outside of his campaign rallies and interrupting him. That's now all compounded when a Democrat bundler and donor named Jose Andres, who heads up a thing called World Kitchen, where he basically feeds supplies Hamas and their families over in Palestine. And he's been doing this for a while. And people say, oh, he's doing good work. Yeah, maybe. But he's also sending innocent people into war zones and places that are hostile towards aid workers, like Hamas stealing aid from people. We've seen this happen places like Somalia in the 90s under Bill Clinton. This is no different. So what happened was 7 aid workers were in a van, and we know that Hamas uses ambulances. We know that they hide in hospitals. You all recall the supposed hospital bombing that turned out to not even be a bombing, that the New York Times falsely ran with and our entire media falsely ran with, because that was the incident where they finally thought they had their moral equivalency. Sure, what happened in Israel is bad. You're not supposed to be there, Jews. But you just bombed a hospital. And then as it turns out, no, you didn't. It was a Hamas-errant rocket that landed in the parking lot and blew up a few cars. It is the same playbook every time. Ignore Hamas's actions. Why? Well, because they're oppressed. They're fighting the Jews who shouldn't even be there. It's their land. Sound all familiar? And so they have to create a moral equivalency. And so now they have it. When Israel mistakenly, in an airstrike, struck a van carrying 7 World Kitchen Aid workers and killed them. Israel copped to it, and they said it was a case of misidentification. Yeah, it's bad. They should be more careful. Guess what? War sucks. Bad things happen in war, and every single casualty that happens, happens because Hamas went into Israel on October 7th and massacred innocent concert goers and went into neighborhoods of innocent families and murdered, tortured, raped, set on fire,
listening
and
to the
kidnapped
Media
over 1,400 innocent Israelis,
free member
including
version,
men,
to get
women,
the rest of the
children,
podcast, additional
and
segments,
and to this
as well
day,
as
we
comments,
don't have
questions answered on the podcast.
Jose Andres is
as part of the community.
Democrat donor.
Please consider
kind of
joining
on this.
One of
yesterday.
My
this
free
is a
subscriber
guy who basically said to Joe Biden,
there's
a
monthly,
then money
there's a yearly,
me,
and then there's a founding
this election
tier as well,
cycle,
which I will
you're going to demand
in chats
a
with members. Jose
Andres is also
and offer some other
chef.
Perks.
And
you're always, of course,
in California. And
welcome
again,
to stay a free
this
member
is
here. And there's, of course, no obligation
about
to subscribe.
Who he is,
but you should.
To Joe Biden,
that's where all the
who
fun
he is to the Democratic Party.
How important
this is the Versus Media podcast on
is
Substack.
California is implementing
usual,
a commercial gas stove
journalists.
Ban, which means in rental units, no more gas stoves. In commercial buildings, no more gas stoves. Jose Andres came out and said, hey, if you implement this, I can't cook. I'm not going to cook on electric ranges because they're shit for temperature. Think about all the little Asian restaurants, stir fry restaurants, Korean barbecue that don't have Jose Andres' money or influence over the Democratic Party. So you know what they did? They granted him a waiver. In California, they said, okay, you're our guy, you know, you give us lots of money. And that should tell you everything you need to know about, one, how serious they take the climate crisis, and two, how much influence and money he has over that party and over this president. Jose Andres went on NBC News, and I believe this was yesterday, and he said that this is a war against humanity itself. Israel is committing a genocide and a war against humanity itself, and he floated the claim that Israel targeted these workers on purpose. Zero evidence of that. In fact, if Israel did it on purpose, they probably would not be out apologizing for it.